Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. The sermon for today, the 20th Sunday after Trinity, or the Sunday of Christ the King. We are all soldiers of God. The sermon is by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun. In this morning's epistle, New Testament lesson, St. Paul tells us a Christian is like a soldier. At times in the church's history, when pacifism and other sorts of anti-war feeling get stirred up, the ideas that a Christian is a soldier comes under attack. Non-violent attack, to be sure. But in saying that a Christian has to conduct himself as a soldier does, St. Paul is not taking sides about the wisdom of war in general or the wisdom of any individual war in particular. He is stating a fact. Everything that goes on in this world is a continuation of a war that began in heaven. The war in heaven was fought between angels led by the Archangel St. Michael and angels led by the dragon, that old serpent called the devil or Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. The war between St. Michael, God's general, and the devil is going on now, and the battle is fought out within the heart of each one of us. St. Paul says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." He means our real enemies are not other human beings, but our real enemies are demons. But demons can and do use people for their own purposes. If you are going to be in a fight, you have to protect yourself. In a general fight, in a spiritual fight, you need both defensive protection, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation, and an offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. When St. Paul is depicted in art, he is usually carrying a sword, the sword of the Spirit. That is not meant to suggest that St. Paul was a professional soldier in military service, but that he was a soldier of Christ, who tells us that we have to be soldiers of Christ too. Last Monday, October 18th, we celebrated the feast of a soldier of Christ, St. Luke the Evangelist. This coming Thursday, October 28th, or something like that, is the feast of two more Christian soldiers, St. Simon and St. Jude, apostles. St. Luke's most lasting accomplishment was writing two New Testament books, his Gospel and the Book of the Acts of the Apostles. The prayer book's collect for this day talks about his description of Christ's love and healing power, and prayers that the same power may be manifested in the church today. St. Luke talks about healing in his gospel, to be sure, but so do the other three gospel writers. What makes healing of particular interest in St. Luke's writings is that he was a doctor. St. Paul calls him a physician. Some of the most dramatic moments in the book of Acts come when St. Luke describes how the apostles are able to heal people by the Holy Ghost, just as Jesus did in the Gospels, proving that Jesus left the same powers he had to his church. St. Luke accompanies St. Paul on his journey to Rome toward the end of Acts, and St. Paul's letters say that St. Luke was his constant companion during his imprisonment there. He is unique among the four gospel writers in some of what he knows about the Annunciation and birth of both Jesus and St. John the Apostle, the Baptist. So the evidence suggests that St. Luke was an intimate friend of the two most important human beings in the New Testament, St. Paul and the Blessed Virgin Mary herself. We don't have as much information about St. Simon and St. Jude as we do about St. Luke. Simon and Jude are in all the lists of the 12 disciples of the Gospels. Simon is known as the Zealous One, and Jude is also called Thaddeus, and to be safe, not Iscariot. There is a New Testament epistle of St. Jude, which he probably wrote, and tradition has Simon preaching in Egypt before they were martyred together in Persia. The prayer book appoints a selection from Ephesians as the epistle for their day. St. Paul addresses the church to say you are builded up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. If the people in the church are like a building, our foundation is the apostles and the prophets, not just the apostles and prophets as our founding and continuing leaders, but also what the original apostles and prophets taught. We find their teaching in the Old and New Testaments. Jesus is the cornerstone that holds us all together. St. Paul goes on to say that the church is organic, a growing building, if you will. If we are willing to rest upon the foundation and the cornerstone, then the building can get larger so it can become a proper place for God to live. He writes, "All the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto the holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for the habitation of God through the Spirit." We are all soldiers, and we are all bricks in the wall of God's temple. While some of us are also healers and writers and preachers and martyrs. So as St. Paul tells us, "My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And now, unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.